In national news, the US Court of Appeals in DC rejected a request to halt an increase in broadcasting and royalty rate fees, putting the future of some smaller internet radio stations at risk. The Copyright Royalty Board will triple royalty fees for broadcasters by 2010 and impose an annual fee per station or channel. WBAI's Amber Cortez has more.
Starting on Monday, some internet radio stations will be receiving a hefty bill for the music that they've been playing over the internet. The Copyright Royalty Board, part of the Library of Congress, will put in place a performance royalty fee on a per-song, per-listener basis for webcasters that play music online.
So if you are playing a song that is heard by 100 people, then you calculate that song by 100 people by the fee. The catch is, of course, that fee escalates over the next 4 years to a 300 to 1,200% increase over the current rate that webcasters are paying.
Jake Ward runs SaveNet Radio, a coalition of artists, listeners, and webcasters working to save internet radio. He believes these royalty rate increases will be devastating to the growing internet radio industry.
It will bankrupt it. Quite simply, the money isn't there. The industry has nowhere near the revenue that it would take to pay the royalty fees that are being assessed by the Copyright Royalty Board, and in a matter of years, the industry would be decimated.
But Richard Addis from Sound Exchange, an organization that works to promote compensation for recording companies and artists licensing their music, says that the rate increases are fair and reflect current market rates.
So Congress created a process to determine what a fair market rate is. Thousands of pages of testimony, dozens of witnesses, cross-examinations, access to proprietary information just by the three judges of all the different participants, and they determine what a fair market rate is. So here we are with the rates, and it's time to move forward and assure that the artists and labels are paid fairly for their work.
Jake Ward says that within the internet radio industry, run in part by independent operators as opposed to big companies, there is no revenue being produced to actually collect.
The unfortunate answer, I believe, is that they think the money is out there, or at least they believe there's more money out there. And while the audience for internet radio has increased steadily every month for the last 5 years and now hovers somewhere around 70 million, the revenue isn't there yet.
And the royalty hikes will make it difficult for independent artists to get the exposure that they need.
Webcasters want artists to be paid for their music as much as anybody else, but dead webcasters pay no royalties. If you bankrupt the industry, fewer artists are played less. That means less people make money, not more.
Richard Addis says that it is important to protect artists' interests as the digital age yields new technology for listening to music.
It's a growing business. It's an evolving business. It's a business that nobody fully understands yet. There's new evolving technologies that may bring different kinds of methods for delivering the music in the future. The bottom line is the artists and the labels need to get paid for their product, wherever it is used.
A possible solution may come in the form of the Internet Radio Equality Act that would set webcaster royalties at a percentage of their revenue instead of a per-song fee.
That seems fair to tie the interests of artists with the interests of webcasters. Success for one, success for all.
And in breaking news, Net Radio has won a partial reprieve over the royalty fees and is working with Sound Exchange and other organizations towards a more lasting compromise, according to Richard Addis.
There is an offer on the table to the small webcasters that would give them the same exact rate that they've enjoyed since 1998. That means they would have a zero increase through 2010. And that's a pretty good discount that they're getting from the artists and labels.
For WBAI News, I'm Amber Cortez.